episode of House of J. This is your host with the most, Trey Dismute. And yo, today, man, I'm gonna be honest, y'all. It feels good to be back, to receive, man. I've had a lot going on. I have a lot still going on. And man, it's been hard pushing. I've been working day after day, working when I'm at work, working when I'm not at work. Yo, getting some things done. God has been really molding and shaping me and working me, getting to a new place and helping me, man. Helping me through it all to maintain. And I just want to let y'all know I'm so grateful for the people who wrote me like, yo, when's the next episode? We ain't heard from you in a while. And it helps me, you know, really appreciate everybody who's been listening, who's been contributing, who's really been digging in, man. And to make it their point to show me, you know, that I haven't been forgotten about and that God hasn't forgot about me, man. And it's been so amazing. I'm so excited, y'all. I'm gonna be honest, I was trying to sleep today and I could not sleep. I just woke up because I've been trying to rest before I have to go and do what I gotta do. And I just can't, man. God just has so much to say and I want to share with y'all. And today we're gonna talk about attitude. That has been the main thing that was flooding my head, is attitude. Like, we gotta talk about attitude. We gotta see the difference between that and the feeling and all the different things that are going on in our life. So we gotta make it a point to have the attitude of our one and true Savior Jesus Christ, no matter what storm is going on around us, that we can still be upset and have joy and peace in our heart. So y'all, I know, as crazy as that may sound, trust me, it is true. And I will tell you and show you how it's possible when we get back. So y'all, make sure you stay tuned. I'm just gonna take a quick break, get some things together. We're gonna come back and we're gonna do this thing, y'all. Don't go anywhere. We're gonna be back on the House of J. Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to this segment of House of J. Of course, this is your host with the most, Trey Dismute. And y'all, I can't wait to jump into this today, y'all. Like I said, we are gonna talk all about attitude. And what attitude is and why it is so important to make sure that our attitude is maintained and that the things in our life are not contributing to adjusting our attitude. Like, attitude determines so much of our lives. Guys, you got to think about it. Like, it governs the way that we perceive the world and the way that the world perceives us. It drives behavior and it sets the tone for conversations. Like, attitude literally affects every area of our lives. Yet most of us don't have a good handle on it. So I have this definite, and I wanna read it like this. And just so I'm quoting, I'm not paraphrasing. Because attitude is defined as the way we think and feel about someone or something that affects our behavior. And isn't that so true? Like, the way we feel about ourselves and others, failure and rejection and success determines so many of our actions. It's natural to base our actions on our feelings. But even though it quote unquote, it feels right, like, having a feeling based attitude can be destructive. Like, feelings leave so much of our attitude up to chance. And when circumstances leave us feeling bad, like, our negative attitude gives way to gossip and complaining. Like, when situations and people leave us feeling good, then we have a positive attitude, which allows us to find solutions and see opportunity. But God didn't design our attitude to be based off of feelings, but off of Christ. Look, let me repeat that for y'all in the back who didn't hear me. God did not design our attitude to be based off of our feelings, but to be based off of Christ. Why? Because Christ is constant, unlike our feelings. His truth is unchanging and ever-present. Like, God has called us to a place of freedom, even in our attitude. And this place doesn't ignore your feelings, but it doesn't force us to be ruled by them either. And when we know and understand that God's truth far outweighs our circumstances here on earth, that we apply it to all areas of our life, including our attitude. Like, his hope and truth becomes the anchor for our attitude instead of our feelings and circumstances. And as you go, like, throughout your day and begin to notice, like, what situations affect your attitude, like, ask yourself, like, how does the outcome of each situation change your attitude? Like, because can you imagine, right, a life where you're still upset, but you have an attitude of joy and peace no matter what? It's hard, right? I know it is, because most of the time when we catch a feeling, our attitude shifts immediately because it begins to yield to that feeling. But we got to understand, right, that not only does attitude affect us, but it affects other people. Like, our attitude is infectious, right? Our attitudes are contagious. And we have all experienced this. Like your day started, you know, some of us with a cup of coffee, some of us with Herbalife shake, whatever the case may be. And it was followed by, you know, getting all the green lights on the way to work, and you're like, man, it's gonna be a great day. And then bam, like, a coworker starts venting about their long weekend and how the boss is being unfair. Right? And in a matter of minutes, the day goes from being fantastic to being crappy and negative. Because then you start thinking, after all, the boss is being unfair. And a long list of, you know, weekly to-do lists, like, seems to keep growing and longer and getting bigger. And does something like that, like, does it sound familiar? Because listen, look, to change our attitude, we may need to change who we are letting influence us. Listen. To change our attitude, we may need to change who we are letting influence us. The words of the people closest to us permeate our heart, meaning it infiltrates, it penetrates our heart, which is the source of our attitude. So while we can't always control what happens to us, we can guard what saturates our heart. Even if we don't, you know, eventually negativity will wear us out and leave us defeated. It will leave our hearts exposed and infused with everything other than Christ's truth. One of my favorite songs now is called Maintain Flow. And one of the things he says is, God, I cannot always control the things that are going on the outside of me. But God, please at least help me control the things that are going on the inside to help me maintain. Help me maintain. Listen, God says, walk with the wise and become wise, for a companion of fools suffers harm. Our inner circle of friends must be searching for Christ and his wisdom. This will help guard our hearts and therefore our attitudes. And as we walk through our day, like, let's pay attention to how we are allowing the attitude of those around us to affect our attitude. And what are our conversations filled with? And how are people around you influencing you and the attitude that you have? Because although they're influencing you, I'm going to tell you right now, attitude is a choice. And like I said, while we cannot always change our circumstances or how people treat us, we can choose the attitude that we embrace. Looking at Jesus' life, we see some of life's toughest circumstances. Like, he led many different people. You know, he came face to face with Satan. And last but not least, he died naked and beaten on a cross. And in each of these situations, he had a choice. He could have been defensive and vengeful, but he chose to be loving and humble. His attitude changed what he was able to see and encounter and do. And for some, like, choosing our attitude starts with choosing our words. Instead of saying, I have to, we start saying, I get to, right? And it seems simple, but there is power in our words. Speaking life and what could be into situations changes our perspective, which changes our attitude. And for others, it's about, you know, choosing what we listen to. You know, as easy as it is to get sucked into gossip and complaining, these conversations almost always leave us with a negative attitude and perspective. So stepping away, no matter how awkward, will change our attitude. And no matter what our next step is, at times, we all need to remember to take a minute, to stop, breathe, and refocus. Right? And I'm going to tell you, at first, like, this can be, like, awkward. It can feel weird. But it gives our hearts time to remember what is important. Instead of letting our feelings be the driving force behind our next steps, we are choosing to focus on God. No situation or circumstance should dictate how we react. Our attitude is a decision that has the power to change the life we live. As life happens today, be aware of what attitude comes naturally to you, and remember, the decision is yours. So, what is your next step in changing your attitude? You have to start somewhere and watch how God honors each one of our faithful steps as we decide to choose. Listen, Paul tells us that we are to have the same attitude as Jesus, right? And if you think of the attitude as Jesus, it's a servant attitude. And I know some of you may be thinking, like, really? Like some days I struggle not to yell at my kids, you know, let alone like to have an attitude like Jesus. But looking at the life of Jesus on earth, we might think like he would have an attitude of superiority, you know, demanding to be served and obeyed. Instead, we see him, and let me tell you how powerful this is. I want you to listen. I want you to understand what I'm about to say, because I want to describe how Jesus lived when he was here and why it's so phenomenal. Because, like I said, we might think he might have, like, you know, this demanding to be served and obeyed, but instead we see him carrying an attitude of thankfulness and submission, the king, an attitude of submission and even obedience. He obeyed his parents whom he created. Come on, y'all. He submitted to his purpose on earth, which he could have changed. And he even respected authority, even though he placed him there. He deserved to have an attitude of superiority, but he chose one of servanthood. Jesus went beyond what was deserved and expected and chose to have an attitude of humility. Like, and we too can go beyond what we think we deserve. And definitely what society says is expected. A lifestyle of servanthood and obedience doesn't come naturally. And is definitely not easy to anybody. But sometimes the things that bring the most peace take the most work. So we have to let our life reflect Jesus through our attitude. So don't settle for just a positive attitude, okay?
Hallelujah!
Limit. You have to not settle, right, for a positive attitude. You have to limit it. And we have to imitate him, right? The one who is still serving and giving us life through grace. If you were to be honest, right, is your attitude self-serving or stemming from a lack of confidence? And how can you move your attitude from, you know, one of being positive, you know, or negative, to one of love and of joy in all that you do? And that brings me to my last point, which is our attitude adjustment. Like, we have to be careful not to let our past experiences, people, stress, or fear determine our attitude. If we focus on our circumstances, it will eat us alive. If we focus on Jesus, he will renew who we are in him. Listen, life is going to happen. And when it does, if we have a negative attitude, we become defeated and angry. We blame others and begin to believe we are victims. If we have a positive attitude, we have joy and can grow. You know, becoming stronger and more like Christ. Now, a positive attitude doesn't mean we are happy when we lose our job. It just means that we rely on God instead of ourselves to move forward. We can take on an attitude of love instead of revenge. Like, we can look to the future with faith that God is in control, and that we know that even if we are hard pressed on every side, we are not crushed. That if perplexed, we are not in despair. And if persecuted, we are not abandoned. And if we are struck down, that we are not destroyed. That's what it means to have a good attitude. If we want our attitude to be transformed, we have to allow God's truth to saturate our minds. Right attitudes can only be formed when we spend time letting Jesus change the way that we think. As our thinking is changed, so is our heart. And over time, our attitude will begin to reflect Jesus. Life will no longer happen to us, and our situations will no longer destroy us. Instead, we will be living with the attitude that God is in control and has entrusted us with the situation that is in front of us. We can do all things with him at our side, and how we can do it with it has to be with a godly attitude. So I want you to ask yourself, how do I need to start spending time with him, right? And a good place to begin is by telling him what type of attitude you want him to grow inside of you. Let God begin to renew your mind today. And I promise you, if you let him renew your mind, right, then your life will never be the same. I promise you, I'm a living testimony of it. So I just want you guys to be encouraged and to know that your attitude is a choice. That even though you have situations, circumstances, and storms flowing around you, that you can still make it through by having the attitude of our Christ and Lord Savior. That all you have to do is make a choice and take on the role of servitude, even when it's hard. But the hard road is the road that will eventually lead to peace and truth and understanding and grace, which can only be given by the one and only Jesus. I love you guys. I pray that you have a fantastic day. Y'all, I'm so excited. Don't worry, I will be back. Yo, Don't forget, y'all, hit me up on, you know, on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Google Podcasts, on Stitcher, what else, on Spotify, man, just go through everything, man. Hallelujah. Some love. Sorry, my alarm keeps going off. But yeah, y'all, just go ahead, show me some love. Let me know what you thought. Let me know if you've been encouraged. If you have been encouraged, please make sure you share. Stop what you're doing. Make sure you share. Make sure you let people know that the House of Jay is back live and heading out, y'all. I love you. I got to get back to everything I got to do. Everybody stay blessed and make sure you maintain your attitude and just stay in a place where you can receive God and all that He has for you. All right, y'all have a great day. I'm out. Peace.